Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to talk computers on the program today. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in for the entire hour, and we'd love you to join us on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. If you call in, that's great. You visit with producer Lindsey Brown, she'll put you through, or you can text. That'll come right into the studio, and we will get you on the air. And what's turned out to be a lovely Saturday here in October, 65 degrees, southeast winds at 8 miles an hour. Looks like we could see rain Sunday and then sunny again on Monday. And still fairly mild for October. And we'll have another update on the weather here at 3:30. Doug, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, absolutely. We sure have had some nice weather.
Oh. You know, after, let's talk a little weather, because what's more Minnesotan than chatting about the weather? But I will say this. I've talked to more and more people that say, yeah, I love summer, but it was either hot and humid or stormy or there was smoke. But we've really been paid back with some great weather this fall, and it is lovely. I know there's some folks that would maybe prefer it a little colder and so on and so forth, but all in all, it has been a lovely autumn. I agree.
Yeah, this last 2 weeks especially, just unbelievable.
Yeah, great stuff. And by the way, we're already getting stuff on our text line today, so that is great. The number again, 651-461-9226. Now, Doug, we got to get into the biggie. Just a few days away from Windows 10, and we've talked about it a lot, and rightfully so. A lot of people are wondering. You know, the headline, Windows 10 security updates will end on Tuesday, but you still have an option. You can give them money and get security updates for another year. Now, Doug, let's just boil it down. If you have Windows 10, do not panic. Let's start there.
Oh, no, not at all. And in fact, I would encourage anybody that's even considering to keep Windows 10 to jump on YouTube and just on the search box type in Windows 10. There is a plethora of good information on there, and it's solid. I've yet to find a YouTube video that was directing people to do something completely crazy. I mean, it's all rock-solid information. Some people are showing you how to get the updates for free. Some people are showing you, and legally apparently, and some people are showing you how to update to Windows 11 without any issues. And I think you're going to see a lot of people keeping Windows 10. We've been through this before, you know.
Yeah.
Windows XP was a mature operating system. I know people who would like to have that back. And you've got a ton of other options. Of course, there's always Linux. There's several new operating systems. I've been playing with one called Dream OS. This has got me going a little bit. I think this is going to be one to keep an eye on. And of course, you know, Elon Musk is going to be coming out with his own version of Linux. I can't wait to get my hands on that too. This is just going to be an exciting year for software and operating systems. I think things are going to get shaken up pretty good.
All right, so let's get into the specific options. You could give Microsoft the $30 and get security updates for a year. If you live in Europe, you can get them for free. I don't understand that, but that's the way it is. Yeah. But beyond that, if your machine is capable, you could update to Windows 11. but not all Windows 10 machines are capable of updating to Windows 11. And this is where it all starts to get confusing.
Yeah, well, not on the face of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, these things, Microsoft is relying on the actual little module in there that they put in there, but you can bypass that. That Intel module, you can bypass it. And I like this too. One of the better articles on there, Network Chuck has got on there, says, how about you just have Windows 10 through 2031? And all you got to do is update to Windows 10 LTSC, the long-term support channel, without losing one piece of data. And I believe that video is about 15 minutes. Of course, if you were going to do it, you'd want to have another computer side by side with yours so you could watch the video, go step by step, and just get it done. So there's lots of alternatives. There really are. So, yeah, I would encourage people to just do a little research. You still got time. You can do a lot of things with a computer in 3 days. You seriously can, or four or five. You're going to be fine. You really are.
Yeah, and as always, make sure your data is backed up if you're going to try something new or do something different. But that should be the case no matter what. Once again, a hard copy. External hard drives are dirt cheap. It's unbelievable. You can go online, go to your favorite retailer. Really nice external hard drives. It's insane how cheap storage is.
Yeah, I just bought a two terabyte now, mind you, NVMe drive. That's the new technology, right? $87.
Wow.
I'm mind boggled. Just absolutely mind boggled.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can find nice ones for $25. $30.
Yeah.
I mean, we are not talking, you know, and quality brand names. This isn't some off brand that you've never heard of, and that can be the case. I mean, we are talking brand name, reputable companies in a reasonable storage. So there's no reason not to have your important data backed up on, for instance, an external hard drive. And then, of course, have a copy somewhere in the cloud, whatever you choose.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we really can't stress that enough. The rule of thumb for best practice has always been a minimum of three copies. Your working copy, an external copy in-house, and an external copy online or up in the cloud or somewhere off-site. And, you know, the way that the prices have gone with storage and the quality of the hard drives, there's really no reason why anybody should ever lose one bit. And I mean that seriously. There's just no reason for it.
Yeah. For instance, you talked about Seagate one-touch solid-state drive, 1 terabyte, $100. I mean, there's just really no excuse.
Well, and I've got a real soft spot in my heart for Seagate.
Yeah.
They produce darn good products. I think they're the best storage company on the planet. I really do. Almost every innovation that's come out for the past 5 decades has come from Seagate. Almost every one of them. So it's nice to have a local company that way that has done that kind of quality job. Just tremendous company.
Now, and most people would never need 1 terabyte. 500 gig solid state drive, $50. I mean, you know, it is a great, great option for people. And then, of course, cloud storage, there's a lot of options out there. And one thing we haven't talked a ton about lately, Doug, is those automated services you can pay. And there's a lot of them. Carbonite's been around forever, and there are others. There are many reputable companies that you can pay, and they'll automatically back up your stuff.
Yeah, and you can find them local, too.
Yep.
I can't recall. I think the one is SugarSync, maybe. But there's several that are local that are doing just a tremendous job.
Yeah.
And I like to keep the money in the community if we can.
Yeah, for sure. But a lot of good reputable companies, storage has never been cheaper. It's just absolutely incredible. Doug, here's a good one I want to get in before our first break today from our text line. I'm about to set up a new Windows 11 laptop. What should I avoid when I'm setting up this laptop? So they got a new one. What should they do? I have an idea what maybe the first thing you're going to have them do, but I'll let you go.
Yeah, I am really glad that somebody asked that. Here's the thing. Before you turn this thing on, make sure that you got it in your head. You're not going to connect to the internet until you got your desktop up. And Microsoft is going to push you to start with an online account. You can avoid that. Even if you got to get another computer and jump on YouTube and find out the exact step-by-step procedure, it's pretty simple. But if you can set this thing up, first of all, with a local account, that machine is going to be 100% better. Yeah. And then as soon as you get that desktop, I would do this. When I'm connecting to the internet, I would first connect with a cable if I could. If not, just go right on your Wi-Fi. And the instant you do that, you download, install, and run Chris Titus. That's going to control your updates immediately. And it's going to be, you can go into this thing and you can select all the software that you want. Sumatra PDF, all kinds of LibreOffice if you want to do that. But I'd get rid of Microsoft Office first if you don't need it. Or you could have it side by side. Makes no difference. But there's just a plethora of software that you could just put little check marks in the box and walk away. Come back an hour later and check it. Make sure your computer didn't go to sleep. But this is absolutely vital. As soon as that's complete, you download, install, and run Pervasor. You're going to have a nice machine right out of the gate.
Yeah, and let's spell that for people. Pervasor, because we've had a lot of people that, you know, hear it and don't remember it. PRIVAZER, Pervasor. And if you have a Windows machine, it is just an absolute must. We've been talking about it now for years. Get the free version. You can upgrade and give them some money and get the pro version. But this program is worth its weight in gold.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, Steve, you and I cannot say enough good things about Pervasor. We really can't. This thing just does such a tremendous job of cleaning your PC and optimizing the speed and doing some work in the area of privacy and telemetries. Yeah. But I have never heard of anybody having Pervasor crash a computer. Not one. No. I'm going to knock on wood saying that too, by the way. But I just haven't. I mean, somebody's machine would have to be awful muddy for it to claim that it did damage. They just have done a great, great job. And they've stayed focused over the years. They haven't gone off on tangents and started to create all kinds of other software. They've stayed right with this particular program from start to finish. I just love this program. PRIVAZER.com.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll go to the text line. If you want to call in, you're welcome to do that as well. Here is a number, and it's key, and it's good for all our shows. 7 days a week, starting with the morning news in Vinita, right through the day, Adam and Jordana, the Chad Hartman Show, of course, Drive Time with Darusha, and the Lake Show with Henry Lake. Once again, our number is 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or a text. And we'll jump right back to that text line. It's already busy today here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk. If you joined the program late or want to listen anytime, you can check out the podcast, WCCO Tech Talk, at our website, WCCORadio.com. Download it, share it. We certainly would appreciate that. Let's go to the phones right now. Gordy, you're on the air with Doug. Hi, Gordy.
Hi, guys. Hey. I'm just here. Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay. I'm thinking about getting Proton, and I'm wondering, do you have to contact each of your accounts ahead of time and let them know that you're going to be using Proton? And can I use it on the phone as well?
You can use it on the phone. It's not an issue. And your accounts, you're talking about like at the bank and that kind. I would suggest that you don't drop your other email accounts for at least 6 months. And you can actually add them in to the Proton online, and you can check it at one place. But your email server should remain in place for a while. And once you make that change, I still have all my Google accounts, and I've had Proton for well over a year. And in fact, I was thinking about starting to drop several of them this coming week and the week after next. But there's no rush to that, none at all. And I always suggest to people with Proton, start out with the free email account. And if you think that these are great people to work with. They really are. I've got the unlimited single user version, and I got 500 gigabytes in the cloud, full calendar, but full password manager, full VPN, but I don't use it all the time, but it's the best VPN I found, and I've tested probably 15 or 16 paid VPNs, and this one that's included in my account puts them all to shame. It's just dynamite. I just can't say enough good things about Proton.
Yeah.
And good luck. If you have a problem, give me a yell, and I'll help you out.
Yeah, and the thing about migrating email to a new account, no harm in hanging on to that old Gmail or that old Yahoo account. Those are my two go-tos, and I'm still playing around with Proton. I haven't migrated a ton of stuff over there, but
that's good though.
It is a game plan, and I've been impressed. And once again, once you get comfortable, you can have your old email account, your Yahoo and your Gmail, feed into that Proton account. It's not hard to do.
No, and everybody that I've upgraded, we've kept their old email,
yeah,
and we're going to let that be their little spam account.
Yeah.
And that works all good, too. It's just another process, another technique, dealing with stuff that you might not want to deal with. Well, you're on a website, and you got to give them their email to get this download or whatnot. Well, give them the old one. Don't give them the new one.
Yeah.
But Proton they're doing a great job of spam, too. I don't think I've seen a spam in my email box probably for 6 months.
Lucky you.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's just tremendous.
All right, let's go to the phones again. They are very busy today, and that's great. Scott, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I am running, I've got Norton 360 on my Windows 11 computer and also have it on our Android phones. And I'm ready to give that up, and I'm wondering what you would recommend for an antivirus.
Anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Norton 360. Norton used to be just a tremendous program when they first came out back in the 80s, 90s, and through the 2000s. And something has gone amok with the semantic protection packages. Mm-hmm. I would say take a look at Bitdefender, and it's just Bitdefender.com. Their prices are great, good people to work with. It's easy to set up, low resource. Make sure that you get your Norton 360 completely removed. And I would suggest that you get antivirus removal tool free to make absolutely certain that you get all the remnants out of that, or a Revo uninstaller or a Geek uninstaller. But I'd still use that antivirus removal. And it's a free program. Use that first. Reboot your computer at least once, two or three times wouldn't hurt. Then install your new decision. Bitdefender, Malwarebytes, ENAT32, but I'm real impartial to Bitdefender these days. Their prices are right. You'll set up an account on their end and just rock and roll. And they've got a free version also you can test. But if you've been paying for 360, you might as well buy the commercial right off the bat. And your phones are important. More important with phones than putting antivirus and anti-malware on is what you're downloading for apps.
Yeah.
Be real, real cautious with apps. Do some research from the people you're downloading with, no matter what kind of app it is. I recently have converted my electric wheelchair to lithium, and all these lithium batteries, I want to connect up with Bluetooth. Every one of them seems to want my whole network online anytime I turn my wheelchair on.
Yeah.
That's not acceptable to me. So make sure that you do your due diligence with apps.
All right, okay. Let's go to the phones again. Scott, thanks for the call. We want to move on, squeeze in some more before the weather break. Lawrence, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hey, guys. One comment and one question. And I'm going to jump on the bike and listen on air. So, Doug, check your email, both email addresses, for an email from an N.I. Christie. That's with a K. On photo and music recovery. And the second question is, I've got Microsoft on the desktop, so to speak, but I also have a 365 subscription for Microsoft Office. So pros, cons of continuing on the desktop or switching over to 365 online. So I'm going to hang up and listen. They're always good to hear you guys.
All right. Thanks, Lawrence.
Yeah, the 365 online, I say this is my, and it's just my personal opinion. A lot of people like Microsoft Office, and I understand that. But the online version, there's been some issues. Now, they're getting them taken care of, but there still continues to be some issues. And I'm a little concerned with the privacy factor as well. So I'm not real big on this. But if you have that at your work, then, yeah, you got to entertain it no matter what. That's just going to be part of the job. But I would also recommend that you take a look at some other office suites. Take a look at LibreOffice Suite, for example. There's another one called OpenOffice that's right up there. These things just run and run and run. Well, think about Microsoft with absolutely no copy for text and digging around in your privacy. These things run like they're on steroids. And that's the way it should be, in my opinion. But I would say expand your horizon, first of all. Office 360, it's taken up a pretty substantial amount of your computer resources and really not doing anything to help the user. With that said, I think that Microsoft's Copilot is going to be tied into 360, so you can shut off Copilot, and it's going to be running anyway. Keep in mind, this is a business that has been around for a long time, and they do good work. I don't understand why in Windows 10 and Windows 11 and apparently Windows 12, Internet Explorer is going to be running in the background. Why is that? I don't quite get it. I'm a little bit at a loss there. So, you know, we got to know exactly who we're dealing with, and we got to be honest about transparency. This is what our software is doing. Here's what you can do, and that way you can make a decision. Do I want this or do I want an alternative? I think Microsoft needs to do more of that. And that's just my opinion.
Quick break, 3:31. We have a couple more calls. Angela and Mike, if you can hang on through a brief weather break, we'll come right back to you. And then we promise we'll get to the text line. Busy day here on Tech Talk, 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind.
behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we go to the phone lines here on Tech Talk with Doug Swindehart, I do want to circle back around to the person who sent the text on getting a new Windows machine and Doug's recommendation. Go to Chris Titus and also download Pervasor. Is that right, Doug?
Yes, and in fact, Chris Titus just came out with a video yesterday. Microsoft forces online accounts, and it's a five-minute deal showing you how to bypass it.
Okay.
I love this guy. So, one of the best online.
So if you have that new machine, though, you want to go there, you want to check it out, and all of this, and including Pervasor, good adds to a new machine. And before the end of the show, we'll circle back around what to do if you have Windows 10 right now and you're concerned. Of course, Tuesday is the day. October 14th. We'll talk about that again. But as promised, we want to jump to those phone lines right now, and we're going to visit with Angela. Angela, you're on with Doug. Hello?
Asus laptop. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I've got an Asus laptop that I have two questions about. It's about 5 years old or so, and I believe it came with Windows 10. And my first question is, I remember in the old days when you updated operating system, you sometimes got yourself into troubles. All of a sudden, the computer doesn't work as well as it used to do.
You bet.
My second question is, about a week or two ago, the fan was so incredibly loud, it scared me. So I opened up the back, cleaned off the fan as best I could, and it is improved. But I don't know if I have a long-term problem. Would either of these issues, going from 10 to 11 and the fan being dirty and making scary noises, push me to getting a new computer?
Yeah, you know, it might, but it might not be necessary. I would say before you consider updating, you take care of your hardware. That's going to be number one. And it very well could be that you got a lot of processes running in the background that you don't even know about.
It is Tech Talk Saturdays between 3 and 4. And, oh, by the way, you can listen anytime. Get the WCCO Tech Talk podcast and share it with your friends and family. It is available at WCCORadio.com. Once again, WCCO Tech Talk with Doug Swindehart. And, Doug, at the end of the program, we'll have your phone number and email.
Thank you.
But I do want to get back to Pervasor again. If you have a Windows machine, you want this. And I'm going to do it really slow, folks. So here it is, Pervasor. We talk about it all the time. P-R-I-V-A-Z-O-R. There's a free version. You can get the pro version, give them some money. But if you have a Windows machine, this is a dynamite program.
It's essential. It really is. Yeah. It should just be a part of everybody that works on them. And ChrisTitus.com is C-H-R-I-S, just like it sounds.
Chris.
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-T-U-S.com. And he's got YouTube channel and a couple other places to go. But YouTube is... Oh, he's pumping stuff out every day. And what a tremendous educator. Between those two, your computer should do everything but dishes.
Why, wouldn't that be great? That's my job here at the house. Load and unload the dishwasher and manage all of that. That would be great if a computer could do that. I would gladly give that up. All right, here's a text. This is a good one. Another procrastinator. Have an Acer Aspire made in 2017. Need to know, do I try to upgrade to 11, buy a new computer, put Linux on the new computer, or just ride Windows 10 for a while?
Well, you got to make up your mind, but I would suggest if I had a 2017, I'd be looking at versions of Linux. got to know, you know, how much hard space, how dry of space you have, what kind of memory you have. But I would say, you know, Linux Mint would be my target. That absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, with the 2017, I don't know if it has the old school spinning hard drive or a solid state drive. But if with Linux and a solid state drive, it would feel like a brand new computer.
Oh, they, you know, they would be making comments like it's never run this good. That, seriously. I mean, it's just, it's automatic. And chances are they do have a large enough drive to where they could probably install Linux Mint right next to Windows and keep it for a while and end up, and it will create a dual boot. And it's not the prettiest when you start it. I add some stuff to the menus and stuff, but that's simple. But that gives you a nice opportunity to go from one to the other. And Linux Mint XFCE desktop, just like it sounds, XFCE, four characters, it's going to remind you of Windows XP, just a little bit faster and a little bit cleaner. But it's so intuitive. You get in there and tool around for a couple hours, you're like, well, this isn't so tough. And if you do have a problem, you jump on their forums, you put in the issue, somebody's going to help you within a couple hours. It really is a open source community is a different environment, and I wish more people could experience it.
Tech Talk continues here on News Talk 830-WCCO, and let's recap that again real quickly. When it comes to Windows 10, you always have the option as a Windows 10 user is give Microsoft their $30 and get another year's worth of security updates. If you lived in Europe, you'd be getting them for free. Why that is, we can't explain. But you don't necessarily have to change anything right now. If you want to just keep running Windows 10 as is there something you can do to make sure you're shutting off all updates and then make sure you have a good antivirus, anti-malware program running? Is that about it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And do yourself a favor. Jump on YouTube and Google and run a couple of searches and find some stuff that, you know, if you find a YouTube that runs 10 to 15 minutes, if you sit there and go step by step with a computer next to yours and run through it, I can almost guarantee it isn't going to take more than an hour to get it all set up, and you'll be a lot more confident about how safe it is and what you did. And they'll go into explanations. There's just a plethora of information. And I suggest that you arm yourself with a little knowledge, and that way you're going to be much, much better off.
Yeah, and another thing you can do, now it's a beautiful day, and if you don't want to spend you know, a lovely day next to the computer, I get it, but it could be rainy late this afternoon, sure, tomorrow night, and we brought it up earlier. Make sure your data is backed up, you know, matter what the circumstances.
Well, and that should be part of your ritual for taking care of your machine, whether there's a new operating system coming out or you got the same operating system for the last 2-3 years. This is something that we need to make people really conscious of. They got to know that if the computer dies tomorrow, they have access to all their important stuff. If it happens once, it'll never happen again, guaranteed.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, one of the things that I try and get in the habit of, and with the iPhone and the iCloud account, you kind of, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
It is good to check on that every now and then and just kind of jump in there and make sure everything's going fine and the stuff is there. It's also good to remember the login and the password to get into that sort of thing. Point being is it is easy if you're getting automatic backups like an iCloud account for Mac users to kind of forget about it, and you still should be in the habit of checking in on that.
Oh, you know, there is such a thing as them guys making it too easy.
Yeah.
and I think Apple is probably guilty of that. And they did it to be good to their customers. They did it because they wanted to save us trouble. But a lot of times it causes things that are problematic. I couldn't agree more. You got to stay on top of your cup. But see, that's the best argument in the world for the Proton password manager. That'll keep it. No matter what. And you log into a new account, you set it up, and you have the password manager do it, and they say, oh, you got the wrong password. Next time you log in, you say, I don't think it's my end.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that.
Yeah, and then finally, Doug, before we get to your phone number and email, this is, I think, really a super important one. Be leery of texts and calls for action. Be leery of emails with attachments and calls for action. Take
especially seniors.
Take a little extra time. Don't click until you think. It's like getting to a busy intersection. When the light turns green, take another look. This is true with attachments and texts and emails. Take another look. Take your time. Don't be in a hurry.
I hope that we can convey the seriousness of this to the folks out there, Steve. That's just, and especially seniors. We're just getting bombarded. I'm not getting them so much through my email, but my telephone is going wacko. And some of the, I was hoping for a while that it was getting better. I actually mentioned that. I don't think it is. I think this Christmas season is going to be known as the scam season. It's just, it's getting to appear like it's going to get real ugly. So yeah, let's save some trouble and slow down. When in doubt, don't.
Yeah.
You just couldn't stress that enough, Steve. You just can't.
Yeah. Just take your time when especially anything with a call to immediate action. That should set off alarm bells. All right, Doug, your phone number and email. How do people reach you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wccotech.com. admin@wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve, and have a great weekend.
Boy, the hour went so quickly. Great calls, great texts. Have a wonderful weekend, Doug, and we'll see you in a week.
Bye-bye.
There it is, Tech Talk here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. We have the news, we have the weather. We'll go outdoors with Steve Kearney in a moment. And the sun went down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.